The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks last?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories every week. They always suck. But it's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And just so you know, man, we're traveling today, man. We're going to go to Texas, pick up some barbecue there. Good news, Miles. Then we're going to head to Denny's.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, Denny's. And finally, we go over to China. But let's get to Texas, where a team of Texas high school students is being sued for forcing players to do 368 push-ups in under an hour. This during a grueling training session to put their lives at risk. So former Rockwall Health High School coach Jim Harrell and a dozen assistant coaches, they stand accused of having junior varsity football players do nearly 400 push-ups with no rest and no water breaks in a 50-minute training session that landed some of them in the hospital for several days. So according to the lawsuit filed by one of the players' parents, back on January 6th of last year, dozens of junior varsity players hoping to make the varsity team, they were punished for every mistake made during their 50-minute training session with 16 push-ups. Now, there were 23 mistakes counted, so they had to do a total of 368 push-ups. Now, following the workout, 26 players were diagnosed with or had symptoms of, and forgive me trying to pronounce this, rhabdomyolysis. Basically, it's a potentially deadly medical condition that causes the muscle tissue to break down and then physically enter the bloodstream. Ooh. So think about that, all right? So the lawsuit says that some of the mistakes made by the students during the training session include the wrong attire, negative interactions with coaches and peers, a bad attitude, and, quote, not hustling. Rockwall Health High School officials had reportedly warned the coach not to use physical punishment during his classes, but he ignored them. By the way, symptoms of the thing I can't pronounce usually appear within 24 to 48 hours after overexertion, which can result in more extreme muscle breakdown. And if left untreated, it can result in kidney failure, cardiac problems, even death. Not unlike the side effects that they sling on TV every night. Anyway, the coach, he was placed on administrative leave after the training session. He resigned 2 weeks later. Although no criminal charges were ever filed against him, the former coach reportedly settled two lawsuits with other parents whose children were affected by the workout. A confidential report presented in court suggests that some of the coaches involved in the workout tried to silence the affected players through a, quote, whisper campaign. Some of them were bullied at school by other students and threatened not to talk about their injuries. Good times. High school football Texas. In Texas.
Is the school any good at football?
I would imagine they're probably great at football. I don't know anything about them, but I feel like if that's how you're rolling in Texas, you're probably good. Then again, I think it's relative. I think a bad high school football team in Texas is better than 98% of all the other high school football teams.
True.
Right? All right, here we go. A 32-year-old man in Youngstown, Ohio named Jermaine Young. He went to a Denny's recently, and he asked a server about the law enforcement discount. He flashed his detective badge, got his bill reduced. Then he left two 20s on the table, walked out. The employees later found out that the bills that he left were counterfeit, and so they called the cops. Well, the cops looked into it, and they determined that the money was, in fact, fake. And that the guy also was not employed as a cop and shouldn't even have a badge. So they tracked Jermaine down. He's now facing charges of impersonating a police officer, criminal simulation, theft, and counterfeiting. Now, it's unclear why he asked for the discount when he was paying with counterfeit money. Maybe he was getting low on real and fake money. I don't know. So think about it. You want a reduced check, even though you're going to pay with counterfeit money. And you're impersonating a police officer. You might as well just slap up to the president and slap him in the face, too. Like, how many charges?
Well, he ate what he wanted.
He ate what he wanted at Denny's. Because if I have counterfeit bills, Denny's is where I'm going. Not Ruth Chris. Don't you worry about me.
What's the high dollar item at Denny's? Country fried steak? Steak and eggs?
I don't know.
They probably have like a T-bone steak and eggs.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's delicious. And now we go to China, where a man by the name of Liu Lang, he's the former chairman of the Bank of China. He convinced his son to break up with his fiancée. so that he could court and marry her instead. So Liu Lang, he most recently made news headlines just in November of last year, where he was issued a suspended death sentence with a two-year reprieve for accepting $17 million in bribes and issuing illegal loans of over $450 million during his tenure as chairman of the Bank of China. But he previously became known for his love of young women, much like, Leonardo DiCaprio. So after divorcing his first wife, he then remarried three times.
Bill Belichick.
With different people. Bill Belichick, right? With people basically remarking that his wives got younger and more attractive each time, culminating in his controversial fourth marriage to his son's ex-fiance. So the 63-year-old Lang, his weakness for young ladies was never a secret, but no one believed that he would go as far as to sabotage his son's romantic relationship just because he wanted the youthful girlfriend for himself. A few days after meeting his soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Liu started pressuring his son into breaking up with her, claiming that she was not from a good family and all she coveted was the benefit from their fortune and influence. Well, the young man tried to convince his father that he was wrong, but Lang, he was unrelenting, and he had finally buckled under the pressure, agreeing to end his romantic relationship. Now, to make sure that his son was no longer a threat to his romantic ambitions, Lang set him up with a much more quote-unquote suitable girlfriend who happened to be the daughter of an old friend. Then he used his connections to locate his son's ex-girlfriend and began showering her with gifts like expensive jewelry and luxury products. It was only a matter of time before the young woman fell into his arms. 6 months after breaking up with his fiance, he found out that his father and his former partner would soon, she's going to become his next stepmother. Well, the news was reportedly so shocking that it plunged the young man into a deep depression. At one point, his condition got so bad that he needed to be hospitalized. Now, unfortunately for Liu Lang, he couldn't enjoy his fourth marriage for very long, as that same year, someone reported him to the Commission for Discipline Inspection, and his legal troubles began. He later had to resign from his position and was eventually tried for corruption. So how about that?
Just real quick for the record, it's the Lumberjack Slam, Miles. It's $20.
Lumberjack Slam.
I was looking at that too.
What's
yeah.
in the Lumberjack Slam?
That has buttermilk pancakes, grilled ham, bacon strips, all pork sausage links, two fresh eggs made to order, hash browns, and white toast.
Okay. Sounds like a hell of a deal, actually. I mean, you can't get a dozen eggs for $10.
No, yeah, no kidding. You can't have done this. So there's your story. You got the high school football team in Texas that overpunished the students for their mistakes. The guy posing as a cop and then using counterfeit money to pay his bill at a freaking Denny's of all places. And then the former chairman of the Bank of China who convinced his son to dump his fiance so that he could marry her instead.
I think this is an easy one today. I think the worst one is the Texas high school, just based on the fact that multiple players were hospitalized, and that sounds pretty serious as far as your health. I know the one kid in China got his heart broken, and I know his dad's obviously an ass, but physically he can get through that. You never know what those kids, you don't know the outcome of this. Hopefully they're all okay.
You mean the high school kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I don't know if they are or not.
Multiple athletes went to the hospital. Correct. With a potentially life-threatening situation going on. To me, if you put someone's life in danger, that's pretty bad. China, that's a horrible thing to do to your kid.
Is it?
Yes. But obviously, he was a horrible person in person and in business. So he just wasn't a good person in general.
In general.
You'd think that any son knows that. But also, too.
But you still would not think your dad would do that.
Look, you come from a very well-to-do family.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this happened to him, but he will still do okay.
Sure.
All right. It's Denny's. It's got to be Denny's. Because the guy, look, he's already counterfeiting himself as a police officer, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He's got counterfeit money. Nothing that he did was on the line. Everything that he did was wrong, but he got caught. He got arrested. And he's going to have to pay for whatever it is that he did as far as his crimes are concerned.
Probably but I think that Denny's breakfast. Is the easiest one to say sucks the least, but I will only say, I think the guy in China sucks the most.
All right.
Just because, like, that kind of portrayal and stuff, like, that's how terrible things happen.
It's your own kid.
And it's your own kid, like, which is just, to me, sick.
I mean, I'd
it's
do that
sadistic.
To your kid, but I would not do that to my
Sure. I expect it.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say, and I'm not defending it at all, is I'm just assuming that coach did not think he was hurting him that bad.
I don't think he did.
You know, right. But I mean, granted, I went to school in the 90s. That was just how sports worked, right? You did not get water until there was water breaks. You did up-downs. You ran poles if you didn't yell back when you're sitting on the bench. Yeah, not... So, like, you can't do that anymore. Obviously, he went way too far over the line.
Sure. And they'd also told him, hey, man, don't do that before this happened.
He's like, yeah, yeah,
right, but that guy in China, man, like, that... just because it's its own son, like, that's just another level of sick, like, sadistic stuff. And if you have that much money, I feel positive somewhere in China you could find a woman that looks a lot like her.
Yes.
Not
there's
not
a
her.
Billion people there.
Yeah.
It's not like there's one chick and all the rest are dudes.
And you're rich.
Right. And you're rich.
Yes.
You don't have to be good looking.
Yeah. Why are you even getting married?
Yeah.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Shaun the Nate's coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.